Let Go, written and read by me, Hugh Van Kylenberg. Back in 1988, Fridays in Mrs. Bewley's Year 2 class at Greythorn Primary School were the best. Not because it meant the weekend was close, but because Friday was our show-and-tell day. Alongside PE, it was my favourite time. For those of you unfamiliar with show-and-tell, kids are asked to bring in a random object from home. It could be a toy or a piece of sporting equipment, sometimes even something inanimate, like a story. Anyway, you stand up the front of the class and show whatever it is you've brought in. Then you tell them all about it. Simple. Once the showing and telling are done, the rules state that the class must ask you 3 questions. Without fail, the questions in Miss Bewley's class were always, do you like it? Who gave it to you? And where do you keep it? One of my best mates back in Year 2 was a kid called Andrew Crawford. He made me laugh so hard. One of his best gags was asking the show-and-tell question that made the least amount of sense. A popular girl named Greta Thraves once regaled us with a story about her family's planned holiday to Queensland. As she scanned the audience for questions, Andrew's hand shot up. Yes, Andrew, Greta asked. Where do you keep it? Andrew said. As an 8-year-old, that really tickled me. On another occasion, a shy boy named Justin told us he'd just won a big race on the weekend. Who gave it to you? Andrew inquired. Brilliant. Mrs. Bewley's rotating roster meant we took turns bringing in artifacts from home and bragging to the class about how good they were. There were no restrictions. We could turn up with whatever we liked. In 1988, my 8th birthday fell on a Monday, which triggered the longest week of my young life. I was one of the 4 names on the show and tell roster that Friday, but that meant waiting 4 whole days before I could dazzle everyone with the birthday presents I'd received. When you're 8, 4 days feels like 4 years. When show and tell Friday finally rolled around, Mrs. Bewley called our names and up we went to the front of the classroom. I made sure I'd go last because I knew my items were going to blow people's minds. As a selfless Year 2 student, I remember thinking it wouldn't be fair to make someone follow me. It was wiser to save the best until last and finish with a bang. In one hand, I held a spinning top that came alive with coloured flashing lights and a weird whirring sound. Although I considered it a must-see for my classmates, it was only the curtain raiser. The main event, which I tried to hold behind my back, was my brand new AFL Sharon football. When Mum and Dad presented me with it on Monday morning, it instantly became my most treasured possession. I polished the Sharon with dubbin to waterproof the glistening red leather and kept it at the end of my bed. Knowing show and tell was coming up, I decided I wouldn't use it until the weekend because I was convinced everyone at school would want to see it in its pristine, unblemished condition. Now, as I stood at the back of the queue and waited for my big moment, I realised that showing off the Sharon wasn't the only thing I was busting to do. After a solid session on the water bubbler at recess, I needed to wee. I was in a bit of a pickle because if I left the classroom, everyone would see what was hidden behind my back. I decided to tough it out. Thankfully, the first 2 kids did the right thing and spoke pretty quickly. They showed their items.